Well, does the United Nations have a secret army of illegal immigrants already embedded in America for a hostile takeover? That's quite a loaded question. Let's leave that question actually dangling out there for a minute, if you will. But we're deep diving into one of the most pressing issues facing the United States of America right now, the southern border crisis. And we've got some shocking new details that are, I mean, frankly, mind-blowing. Which we'll get to here in a moment. Now, as we've exposed here on the show before, the federal government seems to be complicit in a massive criminal operation, deliberately flooding the country with unvetted illegal foreigners, distributing them all over the United States. It's a full-on operation, as our friend J.J. Carroll has uncovered here, Michael Yon has spoken about on our show, Anthony Rubin from Muckraker, unbelievable journalists doing amazing work. This is what's happening. Giving them cell phones, giving them homes, giving them financial monthly payments to live. One piece of this appears to be election fraud, right? But as journalist Greg Reese points out, it's actually much worse than that because what's happening in the United States is not an isolated incident. It's happening all across Europe. Europeans are waking up to this fact. And on today's show, an overwhelming number of Europeans say illegal immigration is destroying their country. Take a look at these new numbers. New survey, 7 in 10 Europeans believe that their country is accepting too many migrants. Look at that. Greece, 90% of citizens say yes. Cyprus, no, I mean, they're all over like 70%. All of them saying way too many migrants.
And the few that are reporting no work for the government.
Right.
And probably are not allowed to answer that honestly.
You know, interesting. I think if you go down the list, if you go even further down the list, you'll see like Portugal, you'll see some other countries in there, you know, like 50%, but like almost overwhelmingly 70% at the least of like average there. We now have new evidence. This is all part of a George Soros and United Nations plan called Population Division. Now, the Population Division of the Department of Economic and Social Affairs, as the United Nations writes, conducts demographic research, supports intergovernmental processes at the United Nations in the area of population and development, and assists countries in developing their capacity to produce and analyze population data and information. So it's a solution they propose for dealing with declining and aging populations, which most of the West is dealing with right now. I mean, look at Japan. Well, it's East, but Western-aligned countries, I should say. But now, the recent events unfolding, it's clear that there's more to this story. So back in 2015, George Soros published his plan, which has now been implemented across the globe, to bring millions of illegals into the United States and into Europe. As Hungary's leader Viktor Orban recently pointed out, Soros did this by buying off members of parliaments in country after country after country. This wasn't done by happenstance. When George Soros would buy them off, they would then align with his policies for mass illegal migration into those countries. Listen to Victor.
I do remember how Mr. George Soros published his plan in English in a Project Syndicate publication. It was done 2015, September 26. And he published a plan. He said that I'm quoting, here are the six components of my comprehensive plan. I just quote two or three points of that. First is, he said very clearly, 2015, that, quoting again, EU has to accept at least 1 million asylum seekers annually. That was the first point. Second, he said, adequate financing is critical. And he proposed to issue long-term euro bonds for financing the migration crisis and the migrants' social and welfare taking care when they arrive to the European Union. And another point which is very important for Hungary, which is involving the territory of Hungary directly into this program, he said that, quoting them, safe channels must be established for asylum seekers, starting with getting them from Greece and Italy to their destination countries, which means to bring them to Greece, to Hungary, and then have them to go to Austria. So don't forget that what we are speaking about is not an accidental story, not a bulk of 10 years of accidental story. It's a plan which is going on. It was written. It was published. It's known. So we are fighting again an organized gang called Empire of George Soros, and NGOs, who are just supporting everybody who is transgressing our legal system and our regulation and financing illegal activity against our nation. So this is why the story is not just about migration, but it's about how this European Union is working and how George Soros was able to captive the main positions inside many institutions of European Union, buying out MPs and other leaders, and in order to execute the plan which is written, and it's against all the Christian and nation-based political forces. It's against us. It's about how to change Europe and how to eliminate and push aside all the Christian, conservative, national-based political leaders and voters from the European Union decision-making body. So this is the migration about, not just about migration. Sorry for
Viktor Orban. That's why they don't like him. But wait, there's more. A new report from UK's Jim Ferguson shed light on what's really going on. Spoiler alert, it's not pretty. As Jim Ferguson exposed in this interview, they're actually United Nations trained army soldiers being paid and delivered by the United Nations. Now, Greg Reese did a great job clipping this soundbite together. I encourage you to watch the whole thing, but here are some unbelievable takeaways from Jim's interview, and here's just a highlight. Take a look.
This isn't normal. There's something not right. This isn't just refugees coming in. These aren't people fleeing from some kind of war zone. These are predominantly men aged between 25 and 35, young fighting age men, as my old boss Nigel Farage once referred to them, and I think he's right. John, what do you think's going on here, mate?
So I can tell you these are UN soldiers and they will be deployed by the WHO when they announce the next pandemic lockdown. That's what's going to happen. They've been trained by British soldiers. They've been trained by the Black Watch Regiment. They were training them in Antalya in Turkey and in the east of Ukraine. They're predominantly down to sergeant ranks. They're then shipped to France. They all sign the Official Secrets Act. Then they're ferried over. If you were fleeing war and tyranny, I don't know about you, but I would certainly take my wife and children with me. They're most precious. They're my prized asset. You know, they're everything to me. If you're going to war, you go to war with the lads. They're going to be deployed. They will be deployed.
John, I mean, you say you spoke to people in the Black Watch. I mean, the Black Watch, a very famous, you know, regiment. Yes. Are they actually going along with this?
They've got no choice. Well, I kind of said, you know, why are you doing it? And he said, soldiers follow orders. What you're going to see is the following. We'll have a minister somewhere in cabinets suddenly come up with a great idea on how we're going to get these guys to contribute to help us. And they're going to put them in uniforms. So a couple of people have told me these uniforms are burgundy. Others have told me they're UN blue. I really don't know. I guess we'll see when they deploy them. They are going to be deployed because otherwise, if they announced another lockdown, what would everyone say? They'd say bollocks and they'd go about their business, wouldn't they? They're going to need armed young men in uniform to try and enforce it. Why do they import young men from the East? Because traditionally, if you want to kill and tyrannize white people, you put black soldiers in because there's a cultural disassociation. And that's their method. That's the way these globalists are going to do it.
You know, in America, when it was a colony of the United Kingdom, of Britain, there was a revolution against British colonial rule.
That's right.
You know, a lot of people didn't realize, but it was only 3% of those people in America that overthrew the British forces and basically got rid of them. 3% of the population, John.
I look forward to it. I'm ready. I can't wait because I know it's going to be the beginning of the end for them. I do foresee victory. I see that at very great cost. But we will see it. And people, I think the world will become closer than ever when we do see victory. It's going to come on the back of a load of bloodshed. And unfortunately, it has to. Once people of all colours come together and recognise their common enemy, we'll walk over these people in 10 minutes.
I hope so.
That's literally the story of FN2187. Who's taken from his home planet, from Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah.
Young black kid.
Finn.
Yeah, taken from his planet to be a stormtrooper.
Right.
To be a United Nations soldier.
Stormtrooper, an empire.
Did anyone else get that?
An empire stormtrooper.
That's the backstory of Finn from Star Wars.
But I'm really struck by something Jim said there. I mean, the 3%, that's all it took to overthrow 3%. So when you have 3% of a population that is an UN-backed, or when Biden has let in now estimates of 30 million illegal immigrants into the United States in these few years, mm-hmm. that's way more than 3%.
Yes.
That's way more than 3% that it would take to overthrow the United States. And these people are inside the United States. I mean, they're flooding the country with unvetted foreigners, distributing all over the country, even providing them homes, financial support. Some say it's about election fraud, but it goes much deeper than that. It's a much bigger plan, and the United Nations is absolutely complicit in it. Todd Bensman, in a 2022 interview that I had archived, had this U.S.-bound Haitian in Mexico. He interviewed him, where he complains that the United States failed to make its payment on his UN credit card that he was given.
We don't have money, so, and they haven't deposited to my account. ¿Cuánto te depositaron?
El depósito el 7 de enero, 14 de enero, pero actual no deposita nada.
Yeah. So the whole month of January, you haven't received anything.
What were they supposed to receive in there?
¿Cuánto es lo que te dan?
Es el último pago.
¿Cuánto fue?
Cuatro. El dinero, uh-huh. 3,600 pesos.
3,600 pesos was the last payment I received.
Uh-huh. And,
it goes. I haven't received.
Does that go into your bank account?
¿A dónde va? ¿Tienes una cuenta? ¿Una tarjeta?
Sí.
¿Tienes?
Oh, and let me see. And how much is anything on that card now at all?
Any money? ¿Tiene dinero?
No hay dinero.
No hay?
No hay nada. No deposita nada.
So just to get a closer look up here, take a closer look at that UN bank card, the United Nations bank card. Unbelievable. Now, if you need any more evidence of this, just look at Gaza. This might be a hard pill for some people to swallow, but the United Nations has been captured on video footage, coordinating with Hamas soldiers, as you can see here. So these are UN vehicles at UN headquarters. Drone recently captured footage of Hamas with these UN personnel support transporting themselves in UN vehicles. And they're using United Nations buildings for the sake of hiding and staging attacks against Israel. Hamas, of course, was created by Israel, as Netanyahu openly has admitted. That's well established now. And they're armed by the United States. That's well established. So they pretend that they don't know what they're up to. It's a total lie. 2.4 million Palestinians are now being moved out of Gaza, being told to funnel into the center so they can be put on a UN-backed pier that's being built, that they'll be shipped out of Palestinian territory, and they'll be distributed all over the United States and all throughout Europe, of course. They will not live in Gaza really ever again. That's the plan. That's the United Nations plan. That's exactly what Israel and the United States wants, and that's the distribution plan into the United States. So that, of course, Israel can take the oil and take the land, build a modern-day Dubai in Gaza, as we have well established. And the U.S. has already openly said this. The Biden administration has laid out this plan to have Palestinians moved to Western countries like the United States. So you need the United Nations to work hand-in-hand with Hamas to stir things up. That's how this works. It's unbelievable. We're going to have J.J. Carroll. He's just back from Chicago on an unbelievable fact-finding mission there. And what he says is we are facing war, and he believes that we are about to see an explosion in places like Chicago, where you have, you know, the population, you have in a lot of black population in Chicago fighting, literally ready to go to war with this invading army of these individuals from Africa and that are coming in. And it's unbelievable, the bloodshed that's unfolding right now, and no one will talk about it. We are heading for a war. I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment, let us know what you think about it, and we will see you next time, everyone.